Hello ladies, it is sunny in Manchester today, it is warm in Manchester today, and I'm very happy about that. I hope you are too. I hope you are enjoying the sun as it is arriving here in the UK. And I wanted to come on today and talk about a really common theme that I see ambitious women falling into. And I wanted to bring it to your awareness and your attention in case it could be blocking you from reaching for the next level of your success. So if 2024 is the year that you want to take your career success to the next level, your life to the next level, maybe you have big plans to like get married or buy a bigger home, or move somewhere, maybe travel, maybe book some really beautiful trips, and also land that promotion, get that pay rise, grow your business, get the new clients, have the success that you desire. I want you to be really aware of this specific trap that I'm going to share with you today, because so many women with the best intentions and the most hardworking, you know, really putting tons of effort into their work, into their life, into their personal development, can fall into this trap. So if you resonate with what I'm going to share, you're not alone. I want to bring your attention, first of all, to my brand new group program that is going to be launching this summertime. And in case you've missed it, in case you missed the announcement, I am looking for a really small group of women to work very closely with over the next month to basically begin this group coaching experience before anyone else sees it and get a really generous saving. The price will go up when this thing launches in summer, and you will still be in the same container receiving the same level of support. So if you are an ambitious woman looking to reach your next level of career success without compromising your personal life, your healing work, the intimacy of your relationships, your health and well-being, all the things that you deeply care about, this is going to be for you. If you are also feeling really good about the success you've already achieved at work or in your business, so you've recently landed a promotion, or landed that pay rise, or your business is at a really good point, and you really want to sustain that sustainably so you can thrive in that role and continue to build your dream life, this is also going to be for you. So I want to highlight that before we dive in. If you are interested to know more about the group, please DM me on Instagram with the word success, and I will get back to you with all the details you need and we can have a chat. And if you're listening on the podcast, I will drop the link to my Instagram in the show notes. So let's dive in to the number one trap that I see ambitious, hardworking women in leadership falling into when it comes to their mindset work that is blocking you from the next level of your success. And I like to call this the awareness trap. So the awareness trap is essentially you are so self-aware that it is actually causing you more frustration than it is supporting you. And let's be honest, we have personal development to blame here. In large part, the personal development world. Because how to know you're in the self-awareness trap. You are very much aware of what you do and why you do it. So you can tell me that you struggle with imposter syndrome, or you can tell me that you go through these cycles of self-doubt and not showing up in your work or in your business in the way that you really want to. You can tell me that when you're really stressed at work, it affects your relationship because you're really irritable and reactive with your partner. Or you can tell me that you're very all or nothing with your health and well-being practices, because as soon as work gets busy and stressful, that falls to the bottom of the to-do list. You can tell me all of these things because you're aware of them, because you've read the books, you've listened to the podcast, maybe you've done a course or two, maybe you've even worked with a coach or a therapist who's basically sat and chatted with you to really help you identify these things. And that's great. And that's a really powerful first step. But so often self-awareness is not enough. And the reason we get into what I call the awareness trap is because you know what you are doing and you know why you are doing it. You might even be able to tell me, I do this because I have this limiting belief, or I do this because when I was growing up, this happened. And so this in my childhood, it has impacted how I feel about this. Or you can tell me why you're triggered by something. But that doesn't change the fact that that is still at play in your life as a pattern and as a cycle that is not serving you. So that behavior still happens, right? You are still reactive in that way, or you're still very triggered in that area. Or you might recognize that you're people pleasing your team or your loved ones and like give in to everyone around you and never asking for the support that you really deeply desire and need in order to sustain the success that you want. You can tell me why you do that, or you can tell me that you're doing it, but you're still doing it. And that's the awareness trap. You know what you're doing. You probably know why you're doing it. You can even, in the moment that you are doing it, recognize that you're doing it. Who's been there before? When you're literally like hearing the complaint coming out of your mouth, when you're irritable with a loved one or with your partner, and you can hear yourself in the pattern that you've recognized you no longer want to be in, but you're still there. That is where so many women find themselves when they come to work with me, because you've done so much personal development work, which is amazing and should be celebrated and congratulated. But there's something deeper there for you that is going to support you in truly shifting and rewiring that pattern or that trigger for good. Because if you're in the awareness trap, I can bet right now, or the last time that you really noticed it, it felt and feels so frustrating, because it's almost as if before you were doing it, but you didn't really know what it was, or you couldn't label it, or you didn't understand. You were just blissfully ignorant to it, right? And you were just like, oh, I guess I was just grumpy today. Whereas now you have that self-awareness, it's actually incredibly frustrating and really disheartening in so many cases when you don't know how to shift that. It can feel frustrating, it can leave you thinking that there's something wrong with you, or that you're not doing something right, because you've done all of this work, so why are you still struggling with that? And the answer is, you've not received the right kind of support to really teach you the toolkit you need in order to support yourself, in order to support your mindset, your body, your nervous system, your energy, so that you can thrive in that area and truly have freedom from that thing, freedom from people pleasing, so you can really confidently set those boundaries and you don't find yourself like aware that you're saying yes to something that you don't want to say yes to, but you hear the yes coming out of your mouth in the moment and you're so frustrated with yourself. If that is you and you resonate with that, you're not alone. There's nothing wrong with you. You've just not yet received the right kind of support with that. And a and a lasting shift in your mindset and energy, so that you have this toolkit to work with yourself and be your own best cheerleader in those moments, so that it no longer fills you with dread to say no or to ask for help, or you no longer get trapped in that cycle of self-doubt and imposter syndrome, where 1 week you're on it and taking tons of action, and the next week you're completely self-sabotaging and you've not done what you really wanted to do. That cycle gets to be a thing of the past when you have the right toolkit to move through that and really support yourself on a deeper level. That just being logically aware of something is not going to cut it for you anymore. And I find that so often, because you've reached a certain level of success, right? You've come so far already in your life, in your career, in your work. It can be easy to think that you can just continue over consuming all the books, all the podcasts, all the content online, and that that's going to be the thing. You're going to find some magic pill to like suddenly be aware enough to stop doing that thing. When in reality, what got you here is not going to get you there. And the next level of your success is actually going to require the next level of support that is available for you, and also the next level of your healing, of that deeper mindset, manifestation and healing work that's really going to rewire your system inside and out, so that these things like self-belief, boundaries, being really calm and present and in the moment, feeling like you're on top of things, these things become second nature rather than things that you have to desperately try to maintain. So if that resonates with you, I would love to hear from you and hear A, what's happening for you, and B, let me know with that word success in my DMs if you want to know more about this group coaching experience, because it is going to be incredible. And what I will say is that the conversations I've already had in my DMs from so many of you lovely, lovely ladies, it's really getting me pumped, because it feels so aligned with the kind of goals that you're working on, and really what I'm here to offer you and help you with inside of this coaching container. So I cannot wait for us to begin. A little like date roundup, I guess. So you're aware of like when to reach out, so you're not waiting on this. We will be beginning this first intake towards the end of May, beginning of June. So if you want to save money and get into this thing before anyone else with this beautiful, intimate group of women, then you need to get in to my DMs and DM me the word success, because that's the only way to find out about this group and the only way to save that money. When this group launches in June, July, the price is going to go up. So I'd love to hear from you. If you feel you're in this awareness trap, let's get you out of it. And what my client said recently, which I love this analogy, when we started working together, she shared that she wanted to create herself a backpack of a toolkit so that she could carry these tools around her life, so that if she was facing a difficult conversation in work, or she needed some support from her partner, or she was a bit triggered by a conversation or a conflict she had with her parent, she had this toolkit to work through that and really embody the version of her that she knows she's here to be in that moment, and be calm and be present and if the situation needs it, to tackle it in a confident way, or to have that conversation in a confident way, to know that if she has emotions or triggers come up, she can move through those like lightning speed, you know, like a pro. And we work together on this very topic and the tools I'm going to be sharing and teaching you as well in the program. And she shared when we finished working together, "Kat, I wanted a backpack of tools. I feel like I have a full van." "I feel like I have a full van full of tools." She was like, "This has like exceeded my expectations. I have so much support to give myself." And if you're someone who really values learning and personal development, which I know you are because you listen to my podcast, you follow on Instagram, I'm sure you follow and consume tons of other personal development content, books, podcasts, courses, coaches, therapists, etc. You value learning and growing within yourself. What my work is all about is teaching you how to live that and really make that second nature, so that you don't need to look outside of yourself for an answer or a piece of advice. You have this toolkit within that you have to keep for the rest of your career, for the rest of your life. That makes me so happy to know that you are becoming your own biggest cheerleader, your own wisest healer, your own best, like, motivational life coach you could ever have. And that toolkit you get to pass on to your loved ones, to your kids if you have them or you want them in the future. You get to pass them on to your team at work. This work has this beautiful ripple effect, and it all starts by getting the right kind of support to step away from that awareness trap, so you can stop feeling frustrated with yourself in the moment and not knowing how to stop feeling triggered in that way, how to stop reacting in that way, how to nip it in the bud that you have that self-sabotaging pattern that you no longer want to do because it doesn't serve you. That is what this work is going to be all about, and that is what is going to allow you to skyrocket your success without compromising the joy in your life, without compromising the time you have with your loved ones or the relationship you have with yourself, your spare time, your self-care. That is what is going to allow you to do that, because when you are regulated, when you are calm, when you are present, when you're not constantly overthinking things, you are freed up. Like, that is your time, your energy freed up to pour into the things that really matter and be able to make confident decisions, be able to take confident action, be able to be present in the moment with the things that matter to you. So I wanted to share that with you. If it resonates, like I said, DM me on Instagram with the word success and you will find out about this new group coaching program. You will receive an exclusive invitation if it's a good fit for you. We will have a little bit of a chat to just determine what your goals are, and you'll be able to ask me any questions that you want as well. And if you would like to dive in with us to this small group, we begin beginning of June, and the price will go up when this program launches publicly. So the only place to find out is in my DMs. I look forward to chatting with you over there, and have a beautiful rest of your day, whatever you're up to.